Let's get some of your thoughts in here. Yesterday, we spoke with a Bloomberg News editor about their investigation into urologists sending prostate cancer patients to expensive radiology therapy, either because the doctors are reimbursed at a higher rate or they own the equipment. Well, here's a comment from a prostate cancer patient at HereNow.org. My doctor recommended watchful waiting, regular surgery, then robotic surgery, finally radioactive seeds. When I met with the radiology doctor, I had to initiate the conversation. I ended up asking him rather bluntly if he thought it was a good approach in my case, and he said no. In the end, I had the robotic surgery and noticed that the radioactive seed doctor got a pretty handsome fee just for our conversation. Well, Bloomberg noted that this use of a form of radiation treatment is pushing up the cost of prostate cancer care faster than any other cancer care. But Matthew Cooperberg, the UC San Francisco doctor quoted in the Bloomberg report, wrote us to say the point he was trying to make is that all doctors overutilize treatment that is highly reimbursed. And as to the charge that doctors who own equipment benefit, physician Dan Frankel, who owns a medical billing company in Chicago, had this to add.
I'm amazed that this is news to anybody. Medical self-referral is absolutely ubiquitous, particularly in imaging and in cardiology, and it costs many, many, many billions of dollars every year. There are many other studies which document how much greater utilization rates are when physicians own the equipment that they are using.
Moving on, we also have a correction. When we talked about the possible demise of the Twinkie, which right now seems so last week, I mentioned that part of its odd history was that it was used in a failed defense. I misspoke. I was thinking derided defense because it was mocked mercilessly, but it was not failed. In 1979, Dan White was convicted of killing San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and City Supervisor Harvey Milk. But as Ed Munn at Facebook.com/HereNowRadio reminds us, actually, the Twinkie defense was a brilliant success. He writes, the jury gave Dan White a mere 5 years for manslaughter in an obvious case of premeditated murder. They bought the lawyer's argument that poor Dan was stressed out, in part, from excess Twinkies. Finally, to the hundreds of you who left comments after yesterday's interview with Dr. Eben Alexander, who claims he has proof of heaven, we will have a follow-up. Call it no proof of heaven. And if I'm not here, it's because I've been struck by lightning.